Barn.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBNW.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, one of the moments I've been waiting for and waiting for and waiting for. Man, was I excited to hear that speech by Donald Trump. Doesn't change anything as far as my feelings, my inclinations, anything, except that I'm happy he finally came out and said what's on so many people's minds. And I started to think back. I can't remember a Republican politician who has the you-know-what to get up there and tell it like it is. I know there'll be more coming. That'll be content released from books by Gary Byrne, who I'm going to have on the show, the former CIA agent to Secret Service agent, I think, who in his book Crisis of Communication talks about what a vicious human being Hillary is and how despicable she is to the help. And then there's, of course, the books coming out on all of Clinton's women. But I thought that Trump did a pretty good job staying away from that until he needs it and he's got plenty of time. Nobody, the gutless politicians led by John McCain and Mitt Romney never, ever, ever had the convictions to go after Barack Obama. Never. And for that, I will always hold it against them. I tip my hat to Donald Trump for getting out there and speaking his piece. I was happy to see that Mark Levin, whom I have just tremendous admiration for, and again, turned against Trump, thought that this was, these weren't Mark Levin's words, but kind of groundbreaking. And he loved what Trump had to say about Hillary. It was the simple truth. And I think when you start thinking of cliches and sentences and statements people will make, I'll never forget the one where he says Hillary Clinton, as most people know, is a world-class liar. And he started to go through all the things about the email thing, the landing in Bosnia. Of course, Benghazi, when she lied to the parents. And he talks about how Brian Williams' career was destroyed for less, so was General Petraeus. But I the first thing I did this morning was, I flicked on Morning Joe. And they did address it. It was addressed at the beginning. And I have mixed emotions about Scarborough's, positions on a lot of things. I know him personally. I like him. But I understand. He works for MSNBC. He's, he's got to appear to be somewhat down the middle. I pay me $5 million a year, and I'm sure I'll be down the middle, too. How's that for an admission to sell out my principles? No, I won't lie. I will just, you put me on for $5 million a year, and I won't do what I'm doing right now. You know why? Because I wouldn't get off at $5 million a year to do this. I'll take the 4.6 that I have now. And then I turned on the Today Show. I don't know what came on later, but I watched it for about 35 minutes. Not really even a mention of this. You know why? It's because Trump knocked the ball out of the park. He knocked the ball out of the park. He talked about what a despicable person Hillary is, what a despicable human being is, and he did it really well. He did it in the form of a prepared speech using a teleprompter. He's now apparently taking the advice of his of three of his kids, Ivanka, Donald Jr., that is, and and Eric, and he's hopefully on course here. If he stays on his course, I think he'll win the election, and I think he could win it. I think he could win it rather significantly. There's more bad things coming out about Hillary. There's a movie. There are books. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is one terrible human being. I mean, I have seen it since for the past 25 years. She is a terrible human being. And people don't really change all that much. I mean, we hear great Reformation stories, and Hillary isn't one of them. Hillary and Bill, Hillary hasn't driven a car ever. She doesn't know how to drive a car. I mean, come on, will you? And part of the speech was focused around getting the Bernie Sanders votes. I don't think you heard anybody say they hated Bernie Sanders. I never said I hated Bernie Sanders. I disagree with most of what he says. He's a communist, but he's principled, which will lead me into the discussion of those being principled ideologues and those being real politicians. And there is a big distinction. Supposedly 22% of Bernie Sanders voters are going to vote for Trump, and I think the number was 55% won't vote for Hillary. I'll just tell you straight on right here now. If Hillary Clinton gets in as president, sayonara. Just kiss this country goodbye. She is a conniving, manipulative politician. I don't believe she has any really core beliefs except the worship of the dollar and the worship of power. I mean, she has changed positions. And here's kind of the difference between, I guess, Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders, for example. There are differences, and one of the differences is sticking to principles. Hillary's changed her mind on the free trade agreements, the Keystone Pipeline, the Iraq War, the regime in Syria. Did a turnaround this past week on the term radical Islam because of all the pressure and the disgusting behavior of Loretta Lynch, the attorney general, obviously with orders from Barack Obama. Come on, give me a break, will you? So she puts her finger up in the air, whichever way the winds are blowing, that's the way she is going to go. Now, Barack Obama did that. He said all the right things, or most of the right things, before he got elected. And then he went back on every one of them. And he won't bend or yield on anything because he's a true ideologue. And that is the scary part of it. That is the scary difference between the two. If the public can't be convinced, then most politicians will just stick to the storyline that will get them reelected and get the support of their constituency. When the majority of Americans don't believe Hillary's yarns about a private email server of not wanting to vote for her, then she may change what she says, and instead of saying it's a mistake, she may even go a little bit further. She'll do whatever she has to. Even perhaps, and I believe this is the case, I don't know it, jeopardizing her health. Bill Clinton sounds like he's in the twilight of his life. But they are so obsessed with getting back to the White House so they could commit havoc on the American people that it's a reality. And I love what Trump said, that he's with us as opposed to Hillary's campaign slogan that be with her. I mean, I'm just paraphrased it. you know, words, phrases, they make a difference. They won't make a permanent difference as we go down the line, but it may affect the polls. And I would not be at all surprised to see a substantial change when the next polls come out about where the candidates stand. Trump is no doubt he's an amateur politician, but he's a politician. He's at least putting forth a conservative venue. But as I've said several times, and I'll say it again, this isn't about ideology. It's about nationalism. It's about, in many cases, isolationism. It's about protectionism. It's because the whole world has changed. And where I may not have agreed with someone like Pat Buchanan in the past, and Pat Buchanan's been a guest on my show several times, there may be a little bit of that, a lot, really, of the fact that he's a populist. And I have no doubt that he wants to do the right thing for this country. And I know he was criticized for his economic policy and restoring America, and the opposition in terms of Hillary Clinton said, yeah, that's going to require money, government money. Where's the money going to come from? But there is a substantial difference between Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, rather, and Donald Trump, and also a difference between Hillary Clinton and Barry Obama, who is really a staunch ideologue. All right, we're going to continue in this vein when we come back. This is Taylor.
Credit card bills have gotten out of hand. Call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com. The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hello, I'm Brian Tracy. I have written 52 books. I've spoken to more than 5 million people in 55 countries. And I can tell you that Stu Taylor is one of the very finest authorities on business and personal success in America today. When you listen to his show and take notes, you'll get yourself a college education in practical, street-smart things that you can do to be more successful in any business.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you and the way you look tonight.
Oh, you know, I could never come on air if I heard that song as an intro, because that's maybe my top one or two favorite songs of all time. That was the dance song for me. Get a little sentimental here for my older daughter and me 5 years ago when she got married. My younger daughter just got married 2 weeks ago. That was Fred Astaire in The Way You Look Tonight. And there are so many versions of that song. So many. The Letterman made it popular in the 50s or the 60s. Frank Sinatra does a great version of it. And maybe 50 other people, and they sing it beautifully. Nobody does it like Fred Astaire. If you Google or go to YouTube, Fred Astaire, The Way You Look Tonight, I'm not going to go through the scene here. I mean, I don't want people turning off their radios. But if you Google that and The Way You Look Tonight, Fred Astaire at the piano with Ginger Rogers, I don't care when you were born, 1920, 30, 40, 80, 90, I melt every time I hear it. And my younger daughter's wedding just recently at Flag Hill Winery in New Hampshire. And if anybody's thinking about a wedding, I'll save you a lot of trouble. I looked at 40 or 50 locations for a wedding. And, you know, wineries right now are a really nice rustic environments to have weddings in. And I mean, you know, you can take sterile things in these fancy hotels, and it isn't even a matter of money. I went to one at, I won't mention the hotel, the week after, a friend of mine and his wife, they were at my daughter's wedding. We went to theirs the week after. Totally opposite. I mean, really, if you call five star. I don't like sterile environments. I don't like going to, you know, beautiful hotels for weddings. Both of my daughter's weddings were at locations like this. The first one was on the inn at Peaks Island right off the coast of Portland. I don't know why. Why am I talking about this? Off the coast of Portland. This one was at a location where Martha Stewart has said, outside of California, one of the top 10 wineries or rustic locations to have a wedding in the country. I mean, it's just... So if you're interested, you can go to Flag Hill. FlagHill.com, But you're much better off contacting me personally. I'd be very, very, very happy because I think I'd be doing you a great service. And you'd be doing your daughter a great service. It's located in Lee, New Hampshire. And if you contact me you can go to my website at stutaylor.com or email me at stu@stutaylor.com. I'd be more than happy to talk with you because, wow, I mean, those are two of the most treasured experiences of my life. And I guess I got set off listening to Fred Astaire. Which leads me to say, I think maybe the two greatest all-around performers to me are number one, Fred Astaire. He could sing, he could dance, he could act. Same thing with Gene Kelly. You've heard this before, and I guess it makes me sound older, but they don't make them like that anymore. Jay-Z, Kanye West. I mean, come on. All right, I should do an entire show on that, and maybe I will, but I get mesmerized. I get mesmerized every time I hear it. And one other thing, and then I'll move on here. The man, I'm not going to sing it because I'll ruin it. The Man in My Little Girl's Life, that was done by Mike Douglas. Used to be the host of the Mike Douglas Show. And The Man in My Little Girl's Life. So go to YouTube, play them both, and then email me back and say, Stu, I'm dazzled. All right, I go from pleasant, serene, exciting thoughts to the shiftiness, to the manipulativeness, to the exploitation, to the tawdry side of politics. We saw it last night with the sit-in for the Democrats on gun control. And we saw that last night on the tube. And Paul Ryan was an absolute disgrace, an absolute disgrace by not standing firm and just throwing them the hell out, if I can use that terminology. He's part of the gutless regime in Congress, Democrats and Republicans. You can throw them all in a dump truck and drive off with them. I used to have some respect for Paul Ryan. You know when I lost my respect for Paul Ryan? When he debated Joe Biden, and Joe Biden all over him. He took it. And again, I just want you to take a moment. Go on my website. I'm very diplomatic. I'm very cordial. Right on the homepage, you'll see Stu Taylor interviews Paul Ryan. That's after he lost the election with Mitt Romney. And you'll see that I posed this question to him. There's no backbone. And that is why this speech by Donald Trump, he's going to tell it like it is. That's why this speech was electrifying, actually. I'd like to go through the whole speech, but he covered all the salient points. Then, of course, the critics said, well, he was reading from a teleprompter. Donnie Deutsch, why don't you just take a hike, Donnie Deutsch? That's the best way you can say it on radio. First, you want him to be more professional and read from a teleprompter. Then you criticize him when he is. And then you attack him for being vicious in a speech, which was nothing but it was filled with truthfulness. You know, when the critics are out to get you, when the media is out to get you, and oh, man, I know I'm part of it, but oh, do I hate the media in general. I can handpick different people out there, and I tell you that I have a lot of respect for them. But I mean, why pick names? If you're interested, call me here at 888-205-2263. I'll tell you about people like Major Garrett, for whom I have respect, and others. James, I love James Rosen at Fox. But this whole system in our government, it is so rigged that it's so rotten to the core that I have to admit that I've had I don't like to admit this on air, that I've had a personality change that I have now. I used to have slight tolerance for people with different opinions. I basically have no tolerance anymore. And you know what my response to them is? There is no discussion. The days of the debate are over. It's like having something that is virtually 100%. That's the way it is, and I'm sorry, and I'd be happy to talk with anyone on air if they disagree, but off air, I'm not wasting my time. This is the deal.
So my daughter is off to college soon, and I got her some bedding from the company store, the good stuff, as she calls it. She thinks I'm being generous. I know better. See, college is not cheap, and sleep is hard to come by, which is important. So I'm doing whatever I can to assure she gets a good night's sleep, when she actually sleeps.
The company store has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit thecompanystore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code PILLOW and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is Martin Fletcher. I'm a special freelance correspondent for NBC News, and I've just done an interview which I enjoyed very much with Stu Taylor.
All right, we return, and joining us right now, I love having these talented authors on. I sit here and I think, wow, you know, they're great books, and yeah, I'm published, but I'm always kind of in awe of some of these great works, these great ideas. Joining me is Roy Nelson Shaulis, S-H-A-U-L-I-S. He is the author of Shadow of Death, available in paperback and an ebook. It's published by Fulton, F-U-L-T-O-N, Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com, get yourself a copy. And Roy, welcome. It's so nice to have you on.
Well, thank you for having me on, Stu. I appreciate your opportunity.
Tell us about your book and why you wrote it.
Well, I wrote the book when I was in a period of my life where I was not, I did not have my head on to where I wanted it to be. My focus was not on my family and my God. It was on the money. And I found that I had the American dream, but the American dream that I thought I had was not the American dream in which I had. The American dream was the family and the things I have that's not materialistic. So I wrote the book as a beginning just to have something to tell people what you can do if you set your mind and goals in the right area in your life.
Has this been an emotional experience for you, a cathartic experience for you, and what is the message to people who are listening?
Yeah, this has been a very, very emotional, and just the message to people is: do not set your life to gain material items. Just set your life on the path to what you truly, truly need in your life, is the happiness of your family and the happiness of your spirit, of your God around you, not material items in your life. But the book is a fiction, Christian fiction, based on something like a Ted Decker book. And it's about a gentleman that recently was released from prison. And he found out his niece was kidnapped. So he went on his investigation spree to try to find out who did what, where, and how, and why. Throughout the book, you find the twists and turns of everyone he investigated had secret lives and live in secret. But he still has not found who kidnapped his little niece. When he did find out who it was, he had a conflict between his Christian values and the moral values of what he would do to that person. And he remained true to his Christian values and brought his little niece back home.
What do you feel in your own life was a turning point?
Well, a turning point in my own life is when, not when I lost my business or my, my finances is when could have lost my family, or could have lost a lot more. When your children look up at you and you are not their role model, their hero anymore, that would be the turning point of a father's life.
Has life changed for you right now? Are you settled? Do you feel at peace with yourself? And do you think this book is a great message to everyone or a selected demographic?
Oh, no, this book is for everyone. I've been getting a lot of feedback on everyone from, if you go and we read the comments people are leaving, it's great comments. A lot of feedback, a lot of different demographics, even though it's fiction and it's Christian oriented, but it reads like a novel. And a lot of suspense in it. So I got positive feedback.
Well, I have to leave it on that note by saying this is a worthwhile read. Someone who has experienced the shadow of death, Roy Nelson Shaulis, Shaulis, published by Fulton Books. Continued good luck. It's been great having you on, Roy.
Well, thank you so much, Stu, and you have a great day.
All right, thank you. We're going to continue, and back to the subject of Hillary. Barack Obama has to get in there. And the difference between Hillary and Barack Obama is a true ideologue. I want to get back to maybe be repetitive in what I said early on, where he'll say what he has to say to get to where he is, and then he'll just stay right on course in spite of all public criticism and public opinion. Yeah, well, number one, he's got his rear end kissed by the public. Number two, he's got the establishment who's, for some reasons I understand, others I don't understand, who just are I was going to say in awe, but fearful of him. Hillary will do whatever she has to do, whatever she has to say. Bernie Sanders is a little bit like Obama in the sense that he has an ideology. He's not going to sell out. And that's the reason I've never said I hated Bernie Sanders, and I don't I think he destroyed this country in a very short period of time with his economic policies, but he's a believer, and the people who supported Bernie Sanders may end up just moving to Donald Trump. I mean, it's always hard to figure it out when you say you have a third party candidate like a William Simon or a Ross Perot, a Ralph Nader, even in this case Gary Johnson, whom I've interviewed from the Libertarian Party. They enter the race. Who are they draining votes from? Sometimes it's a hard narrative to discuss, but I think this is going to be a for all practical purposes, just a simple clash. I don't think Gary Johnson's going to make enough of an impact. But I just, it's important for people to understand that politicians, they pander, they kiss babies, they get reinforced from the majority opinions, and the ideologies may differ. You get Trump out there, and I mean, he'll say exactly what he thinks. And now I don't want to say that after 24 hours that he's come to the realization that he has to pander to someone. He's got $1.3 million. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you're worth. You're going to need some help and some support. He talks about how he can do it alone. But it is so important that Donald Trump win this election that I can't find the appropriate words to describe it. I will have on here, I'm hoping for half the show, Katrina Pearson, who is the spokesperson for Donald Trump. She will be joining us, and I'm going to say this between now and Tuesday morning, right at the top of the hour. And please don't miss it. Yeah, I'm a huge Trump supporter. No, he's not my favorite politician of all time, but I want him to win more desperately than anybody else who's ever run. And at this point, the reason I think it's more important than the Romney election was Romney was responsible for the precipitous fall of this country by losing an election he should have won. And I still think he would have made a fine president. But, you know, it's water over the dam. There are some things in life you reach a point. They're just too late. You know, in general here, a woman reaches 48 or 50. You know, I'm trying to make this as simple as I can. She can't have babies. It's too late. You know, you can adopt. But if you want your own kids, certain things you can't you can't do later on. And what Romney did was, I mean, it was just, it was awful. Thank you, Candy Crowley. Wow. And Romney didn't have the intelligence guts or both to stand up. One of those moments you'll never forget. We cannot, under any condition, afford four more years of Hillary Clinton. The country cannot, when I say cannot survive, we'll survive. But we'll survive in such a weakened state that I'm a lot scared about thinking of the consequences. All right, we've got one more segment to go. This is Stu Taylor.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
BizTalkRadio.com.
IMUS, morning 6 to 8 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
This is Jim Woolsey, former director of Central Intelligence, and I'm glad you're listening along with me to Stu Taylor.
We're back just talking to my next distinguished guest, and I said to him, I don't mean this in a condescending way, but what you've accomplished is rather incredible, and you don't hear about in the mix with the Mark Cubans, the Zuckerbergs, Jack Welch, Steve Jobs, all of these high-profile people, Elon Musk, but this gentleman has done an outstanding job, and I want to take time to read his bio. I hate to dip into the time, but he is the founder of the Liberty Tax Service and CEO. He's had a passion about taxes, his nationally recognized name in the tax return preparation and accounting world, a veteran of 47 tax seasons, the founder of three top tax preparation firms, and a former H&R Block regional director. It goes on and on and on. He was one of the accounting profession's top 100 most influential people. His name, John T. Hewitt. The book is written with an assist from Carolyn Castleberry, and the name of it is I, the letter I. I Compete, How My Extraordinary Strategy for Winning Can Be Yours, and it's published by Savio Republic. Welcome and congratulations on an amazing career, John.
Well, thanks for having me.
I see this is broken into two concepts. Number one, the outstanding work you did, and I'll ask you kind of in an overview address both of them, in becoming the renowned tax professional that you've had, if I may use that terminology. And then again, taking what you learned doing from the tax industry and putting it out in a format that is educational and informative for people starting in their own careers and how they could build success. Maybe you could give us just a brief overview on both of those points.
Yes, I've been blessed that in my career I've brought in over 5,000 entrepreneurs and started 5,000 people in business for themselves. And most of those, of course, are here at Liberty Tax, where we my non-compete ended and we started in the 21st century in 2000, and we brought in over 2,000 franchisees, and we have over 4,000 offices. So that's been very rewarding, and that's really what drives me and keeps me going is changing people's lives.
Well, what are the, and I know it's, you you can't summarily do this in a short segment. What are some of the principles of success that you recommend for anybody in the tax business, out of the tax business, and undoubtedly in their personal lives as well? How do you put that in a synopsis form?
I think that success in certainly in business is, and most of us spend most of our time thinking about our businesses, and I think the key is this, is you need to find something you enjoy. You need to work hard and you need to persevere. On Monday morning, if you're going to work and you're not looking forward to it, you're going to the wrong place. You need to find the place. God has an extraordinary place for everyone. And there's nothing worthwhile on no job of any kind that's worthwhile that doesn't require hard work. So you have to work hard and you have to persevere. Persevere is the number one attribute of all the people you described and all the winners. Everyone gets knocked down, and the losers, they stay down, and the winners, they keep getting back up and fighting and getting back into the battle.
There's a statement. You make so many salient points in the book. I got fixated on one statement, and I had to reread it because I thought I read it wrong the first time. And I'm not even gonna form this as a sentence. But you have created more than 800 millionaires. Can you elaborate on that? I mean, that in and of itself is beyond comprehension.
Yes, I've been fortunate in creating wealth and changing lives for so many people. And the great thing is having started two corporations that both became public corporations, and people had an opportunity to make money as an employee, buying stock. And most of the millionaires have been created through creating businesses. And I think too many people think of only the cash flow when they start their own business. But that's the best way of accumulating wealth, is because the gain on the equity is not taxed until you sell it. So virtually all the richest people in the world have gotten there by being owners of businesses.
I like what you say about sticking by your principles, and you say stick by them even when it's inconvenient. We live in a society, someone said to me, Stu, what's the biggest problem facing us in the world? And I said, I think it's terrorism. And then he said to me, it really isn't, it's corruption. And I started to think about that. And I think I've kind of reverse field in doing that. Too many people sell out. They think that, in a sense, not being socially conscious may be the right way to go. That's just a bad thing, isn't it, John?
Yeah, my favorite phrase from Shakespeare is, "This above all, to thine own self be true." And so many people betray their own principles. You know, my version of success is so simple. My description is so simple. If you just always do what you say you're going to do, you're going to be wildly successful. And, you know, I don't know, not even 1 out of 10 people that I deal with do what they say they're going to do. That's the key to success in my mind. You make a commitment, and that's integrity. Because when you say something, and you either own it or don't own it, and too many people, more and more, I think, in the United States and our society, more and more people make claims about what they're going to do and then just aren't committed to it and don't follow
up. And don't promise what you can't deliver. I don't want to sit here in the last minute and brag about myself, but boy, I'm a staunch supporter of what you just said. And I think my reputation speaks for itself with all due humility. I think people are under the conception that they have to start their own business in order to be successful. But if you act with the mindset, maybe if as an entrepreneur, you can still work within the corporate framework and quote, have your own business, correct?
That's right. One of my favorite things, and it's really hard to get, your arms around it almost, is when you work for someone else, you're in business for yourself. And that's true. You should treat every job, every commitment as if you're an owner. And if you do that, again, that's going to propel you to greater heights than you ever imagined. Act like an owner, even if you're an employee temporarily or permanently, act like an owner.
All right. I think we have 15 seconds. Can you make a 15-second closing comment?
you know, I think I'm here to help people, and the book is to help people and change lives. And you can find more information about it at libertytax.com.
All right. I'm glad you got that in. John Hewitt, I, the letter I, compete. How my extraordinary strategy for winning can be yours. Thanks for coming on, John, and I want to thank everyone for listening. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Again, Tuesday, top of the hour, Katrina Pearson.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.